Tribes, chapter 21. As they turned onto the old dilapidated pier, he could see them silhouetted against the darkening skyline, a circle of rebels, dancing, laughing, chanting. But where was Glory? And in that instant, Kevin saw her. She was tied to one of the old lampposts, squirming to free herself and shouting all sorts of vengeance at McAfee. Good old Glory. Defiant as ever, he thought, surprised that he was almost proud of her. Salome whizzed past him with a roar, and in a second was in the middle of them. He shouldered one out of the way, then another. Taken by surprise, they stumbled and fell. Salome headed straight for Glory, untying her. "We were only having a bit of fun," McAfee said. His whole stance was wary, ready for anything, a fight or a chase. "Not with Glory," Salome said. Kevin saw his sister's face transformed from defiance and anger to adoration when Salome said that. It was most embarrassing. "Take Glory home," Salome shouted at Kevin. "I want to stay," Glory insisted, shaking herself free of Salome's grip. But Salome was having none of that. "You're going home," he said. "What are you going to do?" Kevin asked. Salome grinned. "Have a bit of fun, just like they were going to do with Glory." Kevin didn't want to go, but he certainly didn't want his sister there. He had no choice. He took Glory by the arm and began pulling her up the pier. He glanced back. Most of the rebels had run off. Only McAfee was left with two of his gang. They were held by Torrey and Doc, 3 against 3. The odds were even, so why did he feel so anxious inside? "Let the other two go," Salome ordered, and with that, Torrey and Doc released them, and they began running up the pier past Glory and Kevin, as if they weren't there. "The rebels aren't very loyal," Glory said, disgusted. "They might have stayed and helped him." Now only McAfee stood on the pier with Torrey and Doc crowded threateningly around him. "Can't we stay and watch?" Glory pleaded. She could see Kevin was reluctant to go. That moved him. He dragged her on. "No, we cannot." What had Salome in mind for McAfee? Nothing bad. Nothing vicious. No, not Salome. Yet somewhere deep inside, alarm bells were ringing. He felt something was going to happen, and he wasn't going to be there when it did. Glory, danger over, began to talk nervously, quickly, nipping annoyingly into his train of thought. "Are you listening, Kev?" she asked. "No," he said honestly, hoping she would shut up. She didn't. "I said, I think Salome likes me." She waited for confirmation of this, for her brother to tell her she was all Salome ever talked about. When he said nothing, she continued brightly. "I'm sure he does. I mean, he just saved my life." Kevin sniggered. "I don't really think your life was in danger. You were only tied to a lamppost." "But being untied from a lamppost was not half as romantic as having your life saved." Glory sighed. "Do you think I should send him a thank you card?" Kevin burst out laughing. Glory was priceless. "I don't see what's so funny," she said, puzzled, and she strode on ahead in a huff. In an instant, Kevin's thoughts were back to what was happening on the pier. He followed Glory onto the brightly lit streets. It was still early and people were coming and going. No one was aware of the drama that was unfolding just a few metres away from them. A long line of people who had just emerged from the nearby bingo hall were waiting at a bus stop. Here he was sure Glory would be safe. He had to go back. He just had to. "Now you stay here. Keep our place," he told her. "I have to go to the toilet." He knew that if he told her he was going back, she would insist on coming. "But there aren't any toilets near here," Glory said. "I know." He pointed to one of the porter cabins along the road. "I'll go behind there." Glory's mouth curled in disgust. "Oh, you are disgusting, Kevin Davidson." She turned away from him and Kevin ran past the porter cabins and back down towards the pier. Running faster and faster, something deep inside him telling him there was no time to waste. He stopped dead when he heard voices drifting to him through the night air. Salome and McAfee. One soft like silk, the other scared and shaking. It was easy to tell which was which. From behind the old ticket office, he had a full view of what was going on. It took a moment for his eyes to become accustomed to the growing dusk. When they did, he couldn't for a moment believe what he was seeing. Salome, one push at a time, was edging McAfee closer and closer to the river. Even in the dark, Kevin could see McAfee's sweating, frightened face. But I can't swim, he was stuttering. Best way to learn then, Torrey said with delight. You either swim or you drown. Another push, and Salome's soft voice came again. I'll teach you to pick on any of the tribe. McAfee could hardly breathe. He sounded as if he was ready to cry. Please, please, Salome, I can't swim. We wouldn't have hurt her, just had a bit of fun and let her go. There was no defiance in his voice now. He was too terrified, too close to the deep, dark water below the pier. Another push. McAfee cried out. He had stumbled against the edge. Here there was nothing to hold on to, nothing to break his fall. "Salam!" McAfee screamed his name. "I'm sorry, I'll never do anything like that again. Please don't push me in, please." He was crying now, there in front of them all, terrified, humiliated. No one had the right to frighten anybody like that. Kevin wanted to step out, to run, to save McAfee, so why couldn't he move? Because Salam had saved his sister? Because it would look ungrateful? Because Salam was his friend? Someone had to save McAfee, but it wasn't Kevin. Suddenly it was Doc who sprang forward. "That's enough. Let him go." Salam didn't even turn his head. "He's our enemy." "He's not my enemy. He's just a boy and he can't swim. Let him go." Then Salam turned. "Are you going to make me?" Gone was the smile that Salam always wore. Here was a face that was vicious, scary. Doc said slowly, "If I have to." With one movement, he pulled McAfee back from the edge. "Run," he shouted. McAfee stumbled, then he was racing away from them. Kevin pressed himself against the ticket office as he passed, but McAfee was too relieved to be free to notice anything. Salam was still staring at Doc. "You shouldn't have done that." Even Torrey sounded angry. "You shouldn't go against Salam, not in front of McAfee. He is our leader." Doc looked at him. "Torrey, McAfee would have drowned if he'd fallen in there." Torrey shrugged as if that didn't matter. And in that moment, Kevin thought how stupid Torrey really was. Lovable and mischievous and funny but stupid. Too much in awe of Salam to think for himself. "You'll be sorry you did that, Doc," Salam said in a tone Kevin had never heard him use before. Worse than a threat. Salam brushed past Doc, and with Torrey at his heels, he began striding up the pier. Time for Kevin to go unseen, because something told him it would be better if he pretended he had seen nothing of this.